HUK, staying safe, keeping yourself safe at home, out and about, and online. Information written with you in mind. This information guide has been produced with the help of older people, carers, and expert peer reviewers. Published July 2023. We'd love to hear from you. 1. Join our readers panel. Have your say and be involved in updating our guides by joining our readers panel. You don't need any specialist knowledge at all. Join our readers panel at www.ageuk.org.uk/readers-panel. 2. Tell us your story. Have you been affected by any of the issues in this guide? Has Age UK's information and advice helped? If so, we'd love to hear from you to provide relatable examples that benefit others. Email your story to stories@ageuk.org.uk. This information guide has been prepared by Age UK and contains general advice only. It should not be relied on as a basis for any decision or action and cannot be used as a substitute for professional advice. Neither Age UK nor any of its subsidiary companies or charities accepts any liability arising from its use, and it is the reader's sole responsibility to ensure any information is up to date and accurate. Please note that the inclusion of named agencies, websites, companies, products, services, or publications in this information guide does not constitute a recommendation or endorsement by Age UK or any of its subsidiary companies or charities.
This is CD 1 of a 2-CD set, and on this CD you'll hear, on track 2, what this guide is about. Track 3, staying safe at home, including avoiding falls, fire safety, gas and solid fuel safety, electrical safety, securing doors and windows, safety at the door, boosting home security, neighbourhood watch, home insurance, and marking possessions. Track 4, safety when you're out and about, including when you go out, mobile phones, and going on holiday. And on CD 2, Track 5, staying safe online, including how to recognise suspicious emails, if you receive a suspicious email, spam, online shopping and banking, social networking, passwords, protecting your computer, protecting your tablet and mobile phone, and glossary. Track 6, what to do if you're a victim of crime. Track 7, top tips for staying safe. And track 8, useful organisations.
Track 2, what this guide is about. We all want to stay as independent as possible and feel confident enough to keep doing the things we enjoy. However, as we get older, we might not feel as safe as we used to. Whether that's due to mobility issues, illness, or feeling less able to protect ourselves from crime and scammers. There are plenty of things you can do to protect yourself and feel safer day to day. This guide outlines ways you can feel safer at home, out and about, and online. As far as possible, the information in this guide is applicable across the UK. Lee, who's 69, said, "My local Age UK helped me find a trusted person to secure my windows and doors." There's a lot of information in this guide, so don't feel you need to listen to it all at once. You might prefer to visit the tracks you'll find most helpful for now and refer back to other tracks later on. We've also included a handy list of top security tips on track 7, which covers some of the most important things to consider when thinking about staying safe. Good to know. Some of the suggestions in this guide may involve hiring a tradesperson, and knowing where to turn and who to trust can sometimes be tricky. To find a reliable tradesperson, you can use the government-run Trustmark scheme. Contact details can be found on Track 8, which lists local tradespeople who comply with government-endorsed standards. You can also see if your local Age UK runs a trusted trader or handyperson scheme. In Wales, contact Age Cymru or Care and Repair Cymru. Contact details can be found on Track 8. It can also be worth checking if your local home improvement agency, HIA, offers services for free, such as fitting locks.
Track 3. Staying safe at home. They say there's no place like home. It's where we should feel safest, but that's not always the case. There are many reasons why you might start to feel a bit unsettled at home, but there are things you can do to feel more confident. Avoiding falls. As we get older, we may start to feel a bit less steady on our feet and worry about falling. Maybe you've had a fall or two in the past, and you're worried about having another. Fortunately, there are lots of simple things that can help you avoid a fall. Remove trip hazards. Try to keep things tidied out of the way. Items lying around the home or on the stairs can cause a trip. Coil up cords and wires, or tape them close to the wall. Rearrange your furniture to make it easier to move around your home. If you need a hand with this, is there someone you could ask for help? Replace worn-out or fraying carpets. Use double-sided carpet tape to help prevent loose rugs slipping, or you might prefer to remove these completely. Wear the right shoes. A good pair of shoes can make such a difference. Worn-out or badly fitting shoes or slippers can increase the chance of a fall. It's important to look after your feet too, as problems like foot pain can affect your balance. Get help with small repairs. Some local Age UKs offer handy person schemes for older people who meet certain criteria. These schemes assist with small repairs and help you identify hazards at home. There might also be a home improvement agency, HIA, in your area offering similar help. You can contact Foundations, the national body for HIAs. Contact details on Track 8, or your local council. In Wales, contact your local Age Cymru to find out if there's a handy person scheme in your area, or contact Care and Repair Cymru. In Northern Ireland, check with Age NI. Contact details for those organisations can be found on Track 8. If you're disabled, you might be eligible for a Disabled Facilities Grant, which is provided by local councils to help fund changes to your home. Contact your local council for more information. Avoid slipping in the bathroom. You might want to think about getting a handrail, non-slip bath mat, or a bath seat. These can help you feel more confident getting in and out of the bath. You can get non-slip rubber mats or use self-stick strips to make sure they don't slide about. Good to know. If you're finding it difficult to manage safely at home, contact your local council for a needs assessment. Depending on your needs, the assessor might suggest equipment or small adaptations, which are provided for free. They might recommend other services such as care visits. If they're charged for, the council must explain how much you'd need to pay. For more information, refer to our guide, Getting Help at Home. Thinking about lighting. Make sure any stairs are well lit. You can have two-way light switches fitted, so switches at the top and bottom of the stairs control the same light. It might be worth considering motion sensor lights too. You could also think about night lights or having a lamp or torch by the bed in case you need to get up in the night. and it might seem obvious, but are your bulbs as bright as they could be? Bulbs are now measured in lumens rather than watts. 1500 lumens is the same as about 100 watts. To see if there's a home improvement agency in the area that can improve your lighting, contact Foundations. In Wales, contact Care and Repair Cymru. Contact details for both can be found on Track 8. Next steps. Contact the Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, for further advice on lighting in the home. You can also contact DLF for information about equipment and adaptations that could help you. Contact details can be found on Track 8. Check the stairs. The stairs can become harder to navigate as we get older. Make sure they're well lit and have suitable handrails and banisters. It's best to avoid leaving things on the stairs too. You can get non-slip tape to mark the edges of any steps, inside or outside the home. But make sure it's stuck down properly so it doesn't become a hazard in itself. Keep an eye on pets. We all love our pets, but they can sometimes get underfoot. It's good to be aware of where they are, especially at feeding time when they tend to move that bit quicker. Consider using a personal alarm. If you don't feel entirely confident at home, a personal alarm could be reassuring. If you fall, a button lets you contact a 24-hour response centre. Some include GPS tracking for extra peace of mind. Many councils run personal alarm schemes. Visit www.gov.uk/apply-for-community-alarm or contact your local council to find out what's available in your area. Next steps. For more information about preventing falls, refer to our guide, Staying Steady. Your GP may be able to refer you to an NHS Falls Prevention Service if you've had a fall or you're feeling unsteady. If you need help with small home adaptations, contact your local Age UK or Home Improvement Agency to see if there's a handy person scheme in your area. In Wales, contact your local Age Cymru or Care and Repair Cymru. Contact details can be found on Track 8. Our guide, Adapting Your Home, and fact sheet, Disability Equipment and Home Adaptations, have more information. In Wales, refer to Age Cymru's version of this fact sheet.
Fire safety. Fires can start quickly and be devastating. But there are some simple things you can do in your home to prevent them and give yourself some peace of mind. Get a smoke alarm and check it works. It's vital to have at least one smoke alarm on every floor of your home. Alarms should bear the British Standard number BS5446 and the kite mark. Test them monthly and keep them free from dust. You might find that a long-handled duster makes this easier. Use a stepladder or get someone to help you when fitting, testing or cleaning your alarms. You should change smoke alarm batteries at least once a year. Alternatively, you can get long-life alarms that last between 7 and 10 years. If you have hard-wired smoke alarms, you should still test them monthly. It's advisable to replace them every 10 years. There are specialist smoke alarms if you have hearing or sight difficulties. Private and social landlords in England must fit smoke alarms on every floor where there's proper living space. Check with your landlord to make sure this has been done. In Wales, private landlords have to fit a smoke alarm on every floor of a property. They must ensure it's working, connected to the electricity supply and linked to any other smoke alarms. Plan a fire escape route. Think about how you'd escape if there was a fire, especially if you live in a flat. You can ask the management company for a copy of your building's fire risk assessment to read. Arrange a home fire risk check. Some fire and rescue services offer a home fire risk check where they visit to help you install smoke alarms, plan escape routes, and assess other hazards. Contact your local fire service to find out more. Cigarettes and candles. Make sure any cigarettes, candles, and incense or oil burners are completely out once you've finished with them. Good to know. RNID has products for people who are deaf or have hearing loss, including smoke alarms. Their contact details can be found on track 8. In the kitchen. When you're cooking, make sure pan handles don't stick out. It's easy to knock them, especially if you're not too steady on your feet. Use a timer to help remind you that there's something cooking. If a pan catches fire, don't move it and never throw water on it. The best thing to do is to turn the heat off if you can, shut the door, leave the property and call 999. Use a fire guard and sweep the chimney. If you have an open fire, use a fire guard and make sure you have your chimney and flues swept to prevent fires and carbon monoxide build-up, ideally at least once a year. You can find an approved chimney sweep through the Heating Equipment Testing and Approval Scheme. Their contact details can be found on track 8. If there's a fire, don't panic and don't try and tackle a fire yourself. Remember the fire service advice. Get out, stay out, and call 999. Next steps. Talk to your local fire and rescue service for more advice on fire safety, or to see if they can give your home a fire risk check. Visit the UK Fire Service website, contact details on track 8, to find your local service. In Northern Ireland, Age NI can make a referral for a free home fire safety check for you.
Gas and solid fuel safety. Gas and solid fuel problems can go unnoticed, but some straightforward checks will keep your home safer and reduce the risk of an accident. Organise a yearly gas appliance check. It's recommended to have an annual check to make sure your appliances are working safely. Make sure the check and any repairs are done by a GasSafe registered engineer. Contact details can be found on track 8. Never try to repair or service a gas appliance yourself, or let a friend or relative try, even if they say they know what they're doing. If you own your home and receive a means-tested benefit, such as pension credit, you may be entitled to a free annual gas safety check from your energy supplier. You should ask them about this and any other priority services you might be eligible for. You can hear more about this later on this track. If you're not eligible for a free check, then shop around, as costs can vary. If you rent, your landlord is legally required to arrange a safety check with a registered GasSafe engineer at least once a year for any gas appliances they've provided. The landlord must then give you a copy of the inspection record within 28 days of the check and fix any problems reported by the engineer. Service any solid fuel appliances. Solid fuel appliances, for example heaters or cookers that burn wood or coal, also need a regular service. Contact Heatus for a directory of registered installers and services that you can search online. Contact details on track 8. Good to know. If you smell gas or suspect a gas leak, turn off the gas supply. Open all doors and windows and call the 24-hour National Gas Emergency Service on 0800 111 999. Never use a phone near the gas leak, as this could cause a spark that might ignite the gas. Use a mobile phone outside your property or a neighbour's phone. Don't turn any electrical switches or appliances on or off. Contact the GasSafe Register for more information on gas safety or to find a registered engineer. Their contact details are on track 8. Check the pilot light on your boiler. If you have a gas boiler with a pilot light, check regularly to make sure it's burning. If it's gone out, there should be instructions on the boiler on how to relight it. If you can't do it yourself, call out a gas-safe registered heating engineer. Allow airflow and ventilation. Is there enough ventilation for gas or solid fuel appliances to burn? It's important to keep air vents and chimneys clear. Be aware of carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is known as a silent killer because you can't see, taste or smell it. Even low exposure to carbon monoxide can cause long-term health problems, while high exposure can cause poisoning. Heaters, boilers or other appliances that burn gas, coal, oil or wood can give off carbon monoxide if they aren't working properly. Look out for yellow or brown staining. A lazy yellow or orange-coloured gas flame rather than a sharp blue flame, or too much moisture in the room. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning include having a headache, feeling sick, or having a sore throat and a dry cough, similar to a cold or flu. If you're worried that you might have carbon monoxide poisoning, call 999 immediately. You can install a simple carbon monoxide detector to help prevent poisoning. Make sure it bears the kite mark and European standard number BSEN50291. If you rent in England, your landlord must fit a carbon monoxide alarm in each room used as living accommodation containing a gas, oil, or solid fuel appliance. In Wales, a landlord must ensure there's an alarm in any room which has a gas, oil, or solid fuel appliance they've installed.
Electrical safety. Most homes have lots of things plugged in. Making sure everything's being used safely can prevent a fire. Check the condition of your electrics. Keep an eye out for any fraying or exposed wires and any damaged appliances and sockets. Don't ignore burning smells, buzzing or crackling sounds, or fuses blowing, as these can be signs that something's wrong. Don't overload sockets. Be careful not to overload sockets. If you don't have enough sockets, use an extension lead rather than a block adapter, but don't plug appliances that use lots of power into these, such as fridges or washing machines. Keep appliances out of the bathroom. Appliances such as hairdryers, heaters, unless fitted with a cord pull, and mains-powered radios should never be used in the bathroom. Be careful using electric blankets. Check whether yours can definitely be left on overnight and look for any danger signs, such as fraying fabric or scorch marks. Never switch it on if it's wet or could get wet if you've just had a bath or shower, for instance, and don't use it with a hot water bottle, however cold the weather is. Get your electric blanket tested by an expert at least every 3 years and replace it every 10 years. The shop where you bought the blanket or your local trading standards office may be able to test it. Find your local trading standards office using the Chartered Trading Institute website. Your local Age UK or home improvement agency might also have a handy person scheme that can help. In Wales, contact your local Age Cymru or Care and Repair Cymru. The contact details for those organisations can all be found on Track 8. Be careful with portable heaters. Don't leave heaters unattended and don't use them while you're sleeping. Keep them away from paper, furniture, clothing and curtains. Electrical safety for tenants. Landlords must ensure that any electrical appliances they provide are safe. They should arrange for an electrical safety check before a tenancy or occupation contract begins, and then again at regular intervals, generally every 5 years. Next steps. Contact Electrical Safety First, contact details on Track 8, for more information on electrical safety or to find a registered electrician. Visit their website to download Electrical Safety in the Home, a guide for older people and their relatives. If you have a power cut, call 105 free of charge. You'll be put through to your local electricity network operator who can give you help and advice. In Northern Ireland, contact Northern Ireland Electricity Networks on 03457 643 643. Sign up for priority services. Energy suppliers and network operators have priority services registers for people over state pension age and those who need some extra help, perhaps because they live with a long-term health condition or disability. Some people need support temporarily after an injury or illness too. If you sign up for priority services, you may get extra support if there's a power cut. Network operators are the companies in charge of the electricity and gas supply to your area. You can contact the Energy Networks Association to find out who your network operator is. Contact details on track 8. To make sure you get as many of these services as possible, join both your suppliers register and your distribution network operators register, as they may offer different things. Tony, who's 77, said, "I'm on the priority services register. It's reassuring to know I'll get support if there's a power cut."
Securing your doors and windows. Some simple precautions can reduce the risk of your home being burgled and help you feel safer, and they're often not that expensive. Fitting your doors and windows with good locks can really deter burglars, and even if they did try to break in, they'd be much less likely to manage it. If you live in rented accommodation, you can ask your landlord if they can help make your doors and windows more secure. Doors. Here are some security precautions you could take. Make sure you have a lock that can only be unlocked with a key, even from the inside. Typically, this is a 5-lever mortise deadlock with kite mark BS3621. You should get one of these on any back doors as well as your front door. Have an automatic rim latch lock, sometimes called a night latch, fitted to add an extra level of protection. These can be opened from the inside without a key. Add locks such as hinge bolts to make doors even more secure. Have a door chain fitted so you can see who's at the door without completely opening it. But it's a good idea not to leave the chain on all the time if there's a chance that carers, family members, or emergency services will need to get in. Get advice from a locksmith about how best to secure patio doors and French doors. They can sometimes be less secure than front doors, depending on their age and what they're made from. Install a peephole if you'd like to see who's on the doorstep before you open up. If you're comfortable using the technology, you could consider a smart doorbell with a camera instead. Avoid leaving keys under doormats or in plant pots by the front door. Burglars know where to look. If you have glass in your door, consider replacing it with laminated glass or fit a film on the inside of the glass. Are your door frames and hinges sturdy? This can really add to the overall strength of the door. Windows. Here are some security precautions you could take. Fit window locks with keys to all downstairs windows and any others that might be easier for burglars to reach, such as those above a flat roof or near a drain pipe. Keep window keys in a safe place, out of sight and reach, but make sure they're easy to get to in an emergency. If you have new windows fitted, make sure they come with good locks. It can be tricky to add better ones later. Lock up when you go out. Many burglaries are carried out by opportunists who see an open or unsecured window or door. If you have a carer, ask them to make sure they lock any windows and doors they've unlocked as they leave. If you're out for the evening, leave a front or upstairs room light on so burglars think there's someone in. You can leave the radio on too. Next steps. If you need locks fitted or changed, use a qualified locksmith. You can check whether a locksmith is a member of the Master Locksmiths Association, MLA, by going on their website or calling them. Contact details can be found on Track 8. For more advice and tips on keeping your home secure, contact your local Safer Neighbourhood team. Contact details on Track 8. Or check to see whether your regional police force has security tips on its website. In Northern Ireland, contact the Police Service of Northern Ireland. Their contact details can be found on Track 8.
Safety at the door. Unexpected knocks at the door can be unsettling, especially when it's someone you don't know. Adding a peephole, chain or smart doorbell to your door can help you stay in control. It's a good idea to make sure windows and back doors are locked when answering unexpected knocks at the door too. Not sure? Don't open the door. And if you ever feel threatened, call the police on 999. Bogus callers. Bogus callers try and trick their way into your home. They might pretend to be a meter reader, police officer, council or benefits official, or a person needing help. They might try to distract you or trick you into believing that they urgently need to come into your home. Any genuine person will have ID they won't mind showing you, and if you like, you can call the organisation they represent to check it's a legitimate visit. Password schemes. Gas, electricity and water companies are all required to keep registers of customers who need extra support, such as older and disabled people. These are known as priority services registers. If you join one, you'll be offered special services, such as a unique password you can use to verify the identity of a caller claiming to be from the company. A genuine caller should also show you an identification card. Ask the caller to come back another time. You can always ask someone to come back at a more convenient time if you're feeling uneasy. A genuine caller won't have a problem with you taking these precautions. Be particularly careful if there's more than one person at the door. If you're worried about a doorstep caller, call the police, your housing officer, the manager of your sheltered housing scheme, or someone else you trust. Rogue traders. Doorstep traders aren't always genuine or honest salespeople. They can be quite pushy and try to talk you into unnecessary home repairs or improvements, often at high prices. Some doorstep traders pressure you and make you feel like they won't leave unless you agree to buy what they're selling. But it's your home, and you're in control. Don't agree to anything, sign a contract, or pay money until you've talked to someone you trust, and never let anyone persuade you to go to your bank and withdraw cash. Above all, don't be afraid to ask a salesperson to leave. If they refuse, call the police on 999. Some areas operate a no-cold calling zone, where signs and stickers are put up around the area to show cold callers they aren't welcome. To find out about setting one up in your area, contact your local Trading Standards Service, which you can find through the Chartered Trading Standards Institute website. Contact details are on Track 8. In Northern Ireland, the Police Service has a quick check scheme with a free phone number to check whether a doorstep caller is authentic and to get support. Contact details are on Track 8. Next steps. Refer to our guide, Avoiding Scams, for more information about common scams, including doorstep scams. If you think you've been scammed, contact Action Fraud for information and advice. You can find their contact details on Track 8. Contact numbers. Write down the phone numbers of your local services so that they're handy if you need to check the identity of a doorstep caller. Find their details on a utility bill or online. Note the numbers of electricity, gas, water and your local council. Call Police 101 if it's not urgent or 999 if it's an emergency. Contact your utility companies and ask to join their priority services register. Tell them what support you need, including a doorstep password scheme, if you think this would be helpful. They should provide services that suit you. Lisa, who's 70, said, "I've put a sticker in the porch window to stop people knocking at the door trying to sell me things."
Boosting home security. As well as securing doors and windows, there are other measures you can take around your property to feel safer. Burglar alarms. A burglar alarm can warn you and or the police if someone breaks in. There are lots of types of alarms and costs vary. There are some things you should do if you're thinking about installing a burglar alarm. Ask the Safer Neighbourhood team, contact details on Track 8, or the Crime Prevention Officer at your nearest police station for advice before you buy an alarm. Safer Neighbourhood teams work with local people to make the area safer. Get at least 3 quotes and specialist advice from alarm companies before you have one installed. Ask your insurance company if it recommends any alarm companies and how an alarm needs to be maintained. Some companies offer a discount on your home contents insurance if you have an approved alarm installed. Get professional help to install the alarm and check they're approved by the National Security Inspectorate, NSI, or the Security Systems and Alarms Inspection Board, SSAIB. Next steps. Visit the Secured by Design website for more information on home security and licensed security products. Contact details for organisations can be found on Track 8. Lights. Outdoor lights make it easier for you to get to the front door and find your keys when it's dark. They can also deter would-be burglars. If you get a motion-activated light, it's worth considering your neighbours when you're positioning it. Garages, sheds and passageways. Make sure you also secure any garages, sheds and passageways outside your home. Garages and sheds can be full of expensive tools, some of which could help a burglar break into your home. Fit garage doors with good locks and replace any that aren't solidly built. Fit a strong, lockable gate to any passageways at the side and back of your home. If you share a passageway with a neighbour, discuss it with them first. Metal bar, side and driveway gates are helpful as they allow intruders to be seen. Put up a strong fence or plant a prickly hedge to deter thieves from getting into your garden. Trellis or anti-climb tops to fences, gates or walls can help too. Consider having gravel driveways and paths, which can make it harder for burglars to approach quietly. Contact foundations to find out if there's a home improvement agency in your area that could help with costs or organising the work. In Wales, contact Care and Repair Cymru. In Northern Ireland, you may be able to apply for a disabled facilities grant by contacting the Occupational Therapy Department at your local health and social care trust.
Neighbourhood Watch. Neighbourhood Watch schemes are voluntary groups of local people who work in partnership with the police, local councils and other agencies that help keep the community safe. Members of the Neighbourhood Watch can offer valuable help and advice and provide peace of mind. For example, they can watch out for neighbours who are older or vulnerable, keep an eye on neighbours' homes when they're away, share local police updates and information, share crime prevention advice in the community. Tina, who's 68, said, "It's nice knowing the community are looking out for each other." Next steps. Refer to the Neighbourhood Watch's Members Guide for more tips and advice about preventing crime and keeping safe. Ask your local Safer Neighbourhood team or visit the Neighbourhood Watch website to see if there's a scheme in your area. Contact details can be found on Track 8. If there isn't, why not help to set one up? In Northern Ireland, contact your local neighbourhood police by calling 101.
Home insurance. Having good home insurance cover can put your mind at ease. If the worst happens and anything is stolen or damaged, you won't need to fork out to replace it. If you already have home insurance, make sure it completely covers your needs. If you're looking for a new policy, compare quotes from different companies to make sure you're getting the best deal possible. You can compare quotes online. If you're not online, is there a friend or relative who could help you check? They may even find they could save money themselves. Lots of insurance companies offer lower premiums to people with good home security. For example, if you have a burglar alarm or locks on your windows. You might also get a discount if you're in a neighbourhood watch scheme. Contact details on Track 8. Next steps. Money Helper provides information and advice about getting the best home insurance deal for you. Their contact details are on Track 8. Some companies tailor their products for older people.
Marking possessions. If your things are stolen, the police are more likely to find and return them if you've marked them with your postcode and the number of your house or flat, or the first two letters of its name. There are different ways to mark possessions. You can use a permanent marker or a more subtle security pen that can only be read under ultraviolet or UV light. This works well for things such as electronics. But speak to an expert before marking any items that are particularly valuable, such as antiques or specialist items. Take pictures of valuable items and write down the serial numbers of any electrical equipment. If items are stolen, this information can help police return them to you. You can also register valuable possessions online for free on the Immobilise Property Register. Contact details on Track 8. This website helps police identify owners of lost or stolen property. Next steps. Ask your local neighbourhood watch group or Safer Neighbourhood team for more information on marking possessions. Contact details can be found on Track 8.
Track 4. Staying safe when you're out and about. As we get older, we sometimes feel more vulnerable when we're out and about. This can affect our confidence and stop us doing the things we enjoy. But there are ways you can keep yourself safer and feeling more confident. When you go out. Going out can feel daunting. That might be because you worry about your valuables or about getting around. Or because everything just feels a bit much sometimes. The following tips should help you feel safer when you leave your home. In the street. Keep valuables such as your mobile phone out of sight. Avoid carrying around large sums of money. If your pension is paid straight into your bank account, you don't have to withdraw it all in one go. Check no one's hovering behind you before you use a cash machine. You might feel more comfortable using a machine that's inside a bank rather than on the street. Always shield your personal identification number, PIN, when you're putting it in. Keep your bag in sight at all times. If someone tries to snatch your bag, it can be safer to let them take it rather than trying to keep hold of it. If you use a wheelchair, keep your belongings beside you, rather than hanging them on the back of the chair. Consider planning your route before you leave home and stick to busy, well-lit areas. If you think you're being followed, keep moving and head for a busy area or go into the nearest shop. Tell someone what's happening or call the police. If there's an emergency, shout loudly to get attention. You could also consider carrying a personal attack alarm. Mick, who's 74, told us, "I always go into the bank to get money out. I don't like doing it on the street." On public transport. Try to wait for public transport in busy, well-lit areas. If someone makes you feel uncomfortable, don't feel embarrassed to move away. You might feel safer if you sit near other people. If you're on the bus or train and there aren't many people about, sit near the driver. Try to be near the bell or emergency alarm. In taxis, keep the number of a reliable licensed taxi company handy. Find a company you trust and feel comfortable with. Book a taxi before you go out. When it arrives, check it's the one you ordered before you get in. If you're in any doubt, ask the driver to tell you the name of the person who booked it to make sure. Sit behind the driver on the back seat. If you feel unsafe, ask to be dropped off somewhere you know that's busy and well lit. Helen, who's 83, says, "I always use the same taxi firm. They know me now and usually send the same driver to take me to the doctor." When you're driving, before setting off, plan your route and make sure you have enough fuel. You might find it reassuring to tell someone where you're going and how long the journey should take. Think about what you'd do if you broke down. For example, do you carry a mobile phone you could use in an emergency? Keep any contact numbers you might need to hand, and it might be worth buying a charger you can use in the car too. It's a good idea to have a blanket and some warm clothes in case it's chilly while you wait for help to come. Consider joining a roadside assistance scheme for extra peace of mind should you break down. Prices vary, so shop around to find the best deal. Call different companies for quotes. Check their prices online or look at price comparison websites. Try to park in busy, well-lit areas. If you'll be parked for some time, think about what the area will be like after dark. Keep valuables and personal possessions out of sight. When you leave the car, make sure you remove any valuables and lock the doors.
Mobile phones. If you have a mobile phone, it's worth taking steps to prevent it from being stolen and to protect yourself if it is. Add a passcode or PIN. This can be done in your phone security settings and means it's more difficult for anyone else to get into. Some phones feature extra security features, such as fingerprint scanners or facial recognition. Register your phone for free on the Immobilize Property Register. Contact details can be found on Track 8. Ask your mobile phone provider for your International Mobile Equipment IMEI number, or find it by typing in *#06# on your mobile phone keypad. Your IMEI number will appear on your screen. It's worth taking a note of it, along with your mobile phone number, so if your phone is stolen, you can pass these details onto your network and the police. Make sure your phone is fully charged when you go out or drive somewhere, in case there's a problem. Avoid using your phone in crowded places or when walking down the street. Try not to leave it in your back pocket or an unzipped section of your bag. If your phone is stolen, get in touch with your network as soon as possible so they can block it, then report it to the police too.
Going on holiday. To a burglar, milk bottles on the doorstep or a newspaper sticking out of the letterbox are invitations to break in. Here are some tips to help you enjoy your holiday without worrying. Pause milk, newspapers, and any other regular deliveries. If you have a garden and you're going to be away for a while, it might be worth mowing the lawn before you leave. Check your building and home contents insurance is up to date and current while you're away. Is there someone you trust who could keep an eye on things? Perhaps they could also collect your post, draw your curtains, water any plants, and switch lights on and off. If you're going to be away for some time and there isn't someone who can pick up your post, consider registering with the Royal Mail Keep Safe Service. Contact details on track 8. Your letters and parcels are safely stored at your local delivery office for up to 2 months and delivered to you when you're back. Don't completely close curtains or blinds. They can be a giveaway during the day. Plug a lamp into a time switch so it turns on in the evenings. Avoid leaving it in a room that passers-by can see into when the light is on. Don't display your home address on the outside of your luggage, and don't leave your luggage on view in the car or at home. Try not to mention the specifics of your holiday on social networking sites before you go. You don't want everyone knowing when your house will be empty.
Join us on CD2.